You don't cook it. It's too small. It's like you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
But have you ever heard of a chipmunk or a ground squirrel?
No.
Okay. what's a little animal black and white with a black with a white stripe and it smells bad?
We call them polecats down here.
Okay. And what do you call a little creature that hops along on the ground? Ronk, ronk, ronk.
We call them frogs down here.
Okay. What about that lives in the water?
Live in the water?
Mm-hmm.
We got some two kind of things live in the water. Some of them they call these here crawfish.
Yeah.
And some they call tappins.
Yeah,
well, he live in the water too.
Right. Okay. Well, back to the frogs for a minute. If there's a frog that can't live in the water, and then there's another frog that does live in the water, how do you have a different word for them?
I call them rain frog.
Which one's a rain frog?
Yeah, that green looking one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But them there black looking one. They live out the water.
Okay.
The old green looking, they you see them hopping in the water.
Okay, you ever use the word bullfrog?
Yeah.
And what's he, the water one?
Well, he water too.
Okay. What about a toad frog?
Well, that toad frog, he don't like water much.
Okay, how do you call him?
Oh, my toad frog.
Okay. What do you call the same little creature that maybe lives up in the tree and he's just very small?
Well, some call him a lizard and some call him a scorpion.
Okay. Is there a frog that goes up in the trees?
Yeah, you find a green frog up in the tree too sometimes.
Okay. You have a word for them?
We call them, I call them old green frog.
Okay. What do you call ordinary worms that you use for bait in fishing?
We call some ush worms. Some of them call them bait worms.
Okay. Anything else you use for fish bait?
Well, now, it's a lot of time we go ahead down at the store and buy, you know, little old minnows and fish with them.
Mm-hmm. What do you call an insect that has a light that goes on and off?
A lightning bug.
Okay. And do you have an insect that has a long, thin body and little filmy wings, and they go around water a lot? People at home used to say that they went where snakes were.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. Now, we call them skeeter hawks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and that some people say it won't sting?
See, now, I didn't know what that was. But I can't think of what that is.
Okay, have you ever heard it called a mason or a wand bee or a dirt dauber?
Well, a dirt dauber, he'll make his nest out of wool, but I ain't never seen him make it down the ground.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what do you call those nuts that ripen in the ground?
Oh, peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And how about if a boy, when you look at him, his face reminds you exactly of his father's. Or if the boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too, you might say he after his father. How would you say that?
I'd say he looked just like his father.
Okay. And what about if his behavior is like his father? Maybe both of them are bad-tempered or both of them are very quiet. How would you say that?
Quiet like his father.
He what?
Quiet like his father.
Okay, tell me, like, say, John what?
Mm-hmm. John is quiet like his father.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you call a woman who helps at childbirth? What do you call a woman who maybe, you know, a long time ago when they didn't have doctors, say, she would help with delivering a baby? What would you call her?
I don't know how to